and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 5/27/2021. Oh, it still goes on and on and on, does it not? It gets a little deeper every day, but let me tell you what. We're sitting on a good raft. If you're with the Lord Jesus, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And if you don't think so, well, you know, we prayed. We've been praying for a few nights for Brother James. And I asked the Lord to come, and he was totally unresponsive, and his kidneys were shutting down, and he couldn't breathe. He was on a real restricted mask for oxygen and all kind of stuff. And we prayed, and the Lord did touch him. And the next night, he was starting to become more responsive after Friday night's prayer. And then we found out, in the last couple of days that, lo and behold, that he became able to talk, and he was able to sit up, and kept asking, being a Marine, by the way, a tough jarhead, being a Marine, he wanted to go home. And I could think of no better place for him to be and get him home. So I'll tell you what, the Lord has already brought him home. And I guess from what I understand is that the first thing he did when he got home is he wanted to cut the grass. Well, let me tell you what. Thank the Lord Jesus. Thank the Lord Jesus for that. And he got Brother James home. Now, Brother James, you get you one of them Inogen oxygen things, portables, and then you're good to go. You can get in the Jeep, put that on your side, and get ready for any action. So God bless you, and may the Lord Jesus be praised for what he did. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I need to talk to you tonight. I'm going to just go ahead right now because it's just the Spirit is just on me. We need to pray, and Lord Jesus, will you go and touch Debbie Nunemaker, our wonderful missionary friend, the wife team of the Dave and Debbie Nunemaker team of the missionaries in Indochina and that have been in Asia for over 50 years, trying to spread your word, Lord Jesus. And let me tell you what, Lord, will you go to her right now? Will you go to Debbie Nunemaker? Will you provide her medical miracles? Will you reach down and touch her? And will you give her a restoration of function and of ability without any trouble or travail, and lift her back up so that she may serve on your behalf, Lord Jesus? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, touch Debbie Nunemaker. She's in France. She's in France. For those who don't know the pronunciation, she's in France, and she is having some health issues with regard to the heart. Well, let me tell you, she has one of the biggest hearts in the whole world. So, Lord Jesus, will you now touch her so she can continue with her operations with her wonderful husband and the missionary work they do? And while we're at it, ladies and gentlemen, and just in the spirit of that, let's try to continue the work that she and Dave have been doing. If you can send anything, send it to the Indochina Bible Project, or the Nunemaker, Nunemaker Bible Project. We're trying to get Bibles and songbooks that are printed in the specific tribal languages of the mountain tribes of Indochina, from Laos, Cambodia, the Shan states in China, Vietnam, Thailand, Burma, the whole nine yards of all the mountain tribes. And there's great demand because the word of our Lord is on fire there. Lord Jesus, will you assist also in this tonight? And let's get some more money to get some Bibles printed up in the various languages and the dialects of the mountain tribes, because they are reaching out. They want, definitely want more Bibles, and they want people to come and train them up and to be preachers and all kind of stuff. It's magnificent over there, and they're baptizing, doing everything. So Indochina Bible Project, or Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Bible Project. Send it to the Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067, USA. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, wonderful. Now, I'm just going to give one more out tonight. This gentleman passed away, and I would ask that Lord Jesus, will you welcome Aaron Check Heibach? Lord Jesus, will you welcome Aaron Check Heibach to heaven? He was from Malaysia, Lord, and he was a good man and a tremendous man, and he did know you. He came from a previous religious experience, but he did know you at the end, Lord Jesus. Aaron Check Heibach, Malaysia. Lord Jesus, welcome him into heaven and show him a good spot there to, so that you can be in your graces and be with you forever. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Now, ladies and gentlemen, isn't it interesting how all of this talk about Fauci and all this talk about the Chinese, the Red Chinese and the lab in Wuhan and all this, we knew all of this in 2019. I can recall in November of 2019 and December talking about how there were people from the Wuhan lab over there were getting sick with some new type of pneumonia. That's the way it was described. And then I found out later then that, you see, from somebody who was over there as a asset, as a hired asset, not of China, but of somebody else to take a look at what was going on. Because in October, as I told you, there was a Special Operation Invitational Games. Special Operations Team, Special Ops from all over the world came to Wuhan, China for an Invitational Games. Now, they also at that same time turned on the 5G so heavy that my source who was happened to be there at that time period, he said that the hair on his arms and head stood up. It was so electrifying when they turned on the full 5G. So it could obviously be even a higher level, okay? But here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. We talked to you about that. Now they're just now coming out. Do you remember how anybody even intimated any of this was thrown off of Facebook or Twitter, or the president was told in Pompeo? They were all told different stuff. But here's the deal, and here's why they don't want it to come out. It's inking out. It's coming out via Fauci. But here's the deal. Fauci and Barrick, allegedly this Barrick and allegedly Fauci, and the Wuhan Batwoman and others from Wuhan were doing that research in the United States. The guy, what's his name, Barrick or whatever from North Carolina, allegedly was working with them. Fauci was supplying the money to do it in the United States. But a law came into effect that you could no longer do gain-of-function research in the United States, okay? That it was dangerous, you shouldn't be doing it. Gain-of-function research means you take a virus of some kind, you juice it up and make it more virulent, easier to catch and stronger and nastier, so that it hurts humans, okay? And the more you engineer and re-engineer that stuff, then you get killer diseases. And COVID did kill. It also killed because they suppressed many of the natural treatments and basically the treatments for it that could have been used initially. They've developed a number of treatments now that don't require the vaccine. You can go to the ivermectin with like a doxycycline or something. You can go to the hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak, all right? That can still work. You have the other remdesivir and some different things. But the fact of the matter is, Fauci, you know what? Call your congressman, call your senator, tell him to arrest Fauci, put him on the stand under oath, and indict him for crimes against humanity. If nothing else, you can indict him under the Nuremberg Code. Fauci, do you remember when I first told you about Fauci that I said I saw him with another guy and they were on C-SPAN at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning back, I think it was in either December or early January, and they were talking about viruses and all the stuff. And I said it reminded me of the two scientists in the movie The Bourne Legacy. The Bourne Legacy, where they discuss in that movie how the pharmaceuticals research and all that stuff, the researchers were using viruses as the messenger to take up changes to alter the DNA of the human, in this case the super soldiers, to give them enhanced mental capacity and enhanced physical performance. Or in the other case here with the COVID, to try to kill some people. But the spike protein and all of this stuff, and the whole idea was discussed in the Bourne Legacy movie. You ought to rent that movie and or find it online or in whatever streaming deal you got and put it up and see it for the first time, if nothing else. But you remember I told you in that movie there was these two scientists who had discovered, you know, okay, because of accidents at U.S. Aramid, okay, that's in Maryland, you know, U.S. Army's, you know, germ research, bioweapons research center and all that. But here's the deal. I said they remind me exactly of those guys. They've become those guys, okay, in a sense. In my opinion, they become those guys because here's the deal. Fauci also was way back when involved with the first SARS, which came out of labs in Beijing. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, then I've talked to you all about the stuff early on back in 2005 and stuff about all of the bats and how the Red Chinese had military teams down in the caves near Berea, Kentucky, and that they were doing research on bats down there. And then since that time, you know, 2005 to 2007, it pops up that the bats in the United States are dying in droves from what's called the white nose syndrome, a virus, okay. So I've told you all about that all of the years. And it's so funny that all the great intelligence people, the fiddle with boys internally, and all the CIA and the NSA and the EIEIOs of the EIEIOs, okay? All of the alphabet soup cannot find anything out, Well, let me tell you, I also told you back then, because I'm angry about this, because we knew all of this at least by January of 2020. Some of it we knew in October, November of 2019. And I did talk to you about the people in China with some kind of a new pneumonia, alleged new pneumonia. Because I can even remember my good friend from Bellevue sent me an article, a story from online about it, I believe, at the first part of, you know, or middle part of November or something, whenever it first popped up. And that also that person has been watching Ebola for so long because they had it in their spirit from the Lord that Ebola will still pop up. And I will tell you this. Let me just go on an aside. I know allegedly, an Australian large pharmaceutical company back in the 90s, I remember Brother Quayle talking about it back then, that they had probably created some kind of an Ebola pox, mixing a smallpox with or mouse pox with Ebola, and that this would be a hemorrhagic fever type thing. Tom Cruise and the Mission Impossible thing, they did a little movie about that kind of, didn't they? All right. But anyway, the fact is, or allegedly, that this big pharmaceutical company in Australia, apparently or allegedly, created this Ebola pox. Now listen to me. That would have over 90% kill rate. Out of 100, you might have 95, 96 people die. And that's exactly like out of the movie Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible, they did. So this kind of stuff is ongoing. This Klaus Schwab and his Davos Forum, these Nazi criminal bastards is what they are. These people are preparing for the second punch in the pandemics. They're preparing to knock you off the face of the planet, and they're talking about, oh, well, we'll give you a certain amount of food for your monthly ration, you see, bugs and mealyworms plants that have been genetically modified to make the plant makes juices that makes it taste like meat. And oh yes, and this and that, and you know, corn that has fish tendencies to it and genetics of fish, and you know, it's just like what it is, ladies and gentlemen, they're developing, and they're already here because some of the fallen angels have already come back onto this planet, and through there, some were still never left, and they hid in the background and operated through, or some of them may be some of the billionaire trillionaires on this planet. They operate through the big trillionaires and the bankers and the gold traders and all of the stuff. The top slots of the world economic groups. And ladies and gentlemen, it's just crazy. But I remember telling you all about it, and we've talked about this in at least January, February, March of 2020. We've talked about it since. But you remember also there was a point in time, one of the first shows I did on this, when I told you, you know, the way this thing probably worked, they had this special ops invitational games, you see, in Wuhan. They're going to turn the 5G on. But what they did is that somebody, perhaps in London, in the city of London, decided, well, now, isn't it about time to release the pandemic and start to cull the herd? Well, you think about, well, what do you mean, Hawk, cull the herd, you know? Well, here's the deal. I remember this is out of 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, a book by Alex Jones. And, you know, it's like he talked about all of the different stuff. And let's see if I can find the right thing here, because it should be right up here in front. He's talking about the guy that just died. Where the heck is this? Anyway, I can't find it, of course. When I want to find it right now, I can't find it. I read to you this a lot of times before. It said that he wished that he would be reincarnated and come back as a dread virus or disease to cull the human population. You remember all of that? And all of the different potentials that were discussed at that time. And oh, well, I can't find this right now. Maybe I can find it again for tomorrow night. I'll work on it at that point in time. But the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, is that, oh, here it is right here. Found it's right at the beginning. In the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. Prince Philip reported to Deutsche Press, Asian Tour, August 88. He then says in 86, prior to that, I must confess that I'm tempted to ask for reincarnation as a particularly deadly virus. Prince Philip, in his foreword to If I Were an Animal, United Kingdom, Robert Clark Limited, 1986. Now here he is again. I don't claim to have any special interest in natural history, but as a boy, I was made aware of the annual fluctuations in the number of game animals and the need to adjust the cull, C-U-L-L, to the size of the surplus population. And here after that, here it says, we are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order. David Rockefeller. And everybody thinks about the Bushes, you know, and all of that, they say. Well, here's old W, if this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are talking about reducing the surplus population, etc. Ted Turner, a world population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. Well, let's start out there on the ranch, a certain ranch in Montana, huh? You know, Ted Turner, an interview with Audubon Magazine. Well, I tell you, these people ought to say, let's go first. But you see, that's exactly what they probably did say, what I told you about, you know, back in 2020, all right? Back in 2020, early on, or late 2019, I forget exactly which month it was I was talking about it, but I said, oh, well, let's go ahead and start the culling of the herds. Let's start to kill the population off. Planet Earth, no more than 500 million in harmony perpetuity. Georgia Guidestones, right? Put up there on the Georgia Guidestones in granite, all right? Up on the mountaintop. So that also was the amount, 500 million, was the total amount that Thomas Malthus, one of the founders of modern economics, essentially, stated back then. That that was the maximum population of an ideal population, maximum, but the ideal to where the resource of planet Earth could sustain that. And then after all the rich people would stay as rich as they are and all of that. But at 500 million, he felt that that was where you needed to be for an optimum sort of deal. You know, a few thousand top dogs and then everybody else is either a slave or a middle-level manager or scientist for the top dogs. And then they have all of the power because, of course, they take on all of the burden, you see. No, they're Luciferian scumbags! Luciferian communist scumbags, okay? Vocabulary words tonight for the children, for the homeschoolers. Look up oligarchy, oligarchy, O-L-I-G-A-R-C-H-Y, oligarchy. Look up communism. Look up fascism. Look up socialism. Look up capitalism. And then compare and contrast the definitions. Be a good thing to do. But I'm going to tell you what. The fact of the matter is, when Lord Jesus sends his angels, archangels on this planet, they're going to grab the tares up and jerk them out of the field, and they're going to put them into the fiery furnace, and they're going to burn forever. And then the righteous will will shine forth on this planet. Okay? That out of Matthew, I believe 13, isn't that? But you see, we've got all of the volcanoes going. We got all of this stuff. It's all the chaos of Lucifer. But they're going to release this stuff. It makes me angry, and I'm going to tell you what. You need to continue to prepare in earnest for that type of bioweapons to be used against you. I've given hints about Frank Keyes of Purest Colloids, Mezzo Silver, talked about and how that was all used against the SARS virus the first time by the Red Chinese government and military. And that they tried to buy his stuff after the fact because they thought it was extremely effective, the Mezzo Silver. We've also talked about the oregano oil capsules and stuff, you know. Dr. Ingram, you know. And what he had to say about all of it, right? Dr. Cass Ingram. And he wrote a book called Life-Saving Cures out of Knowledge House Publisher. Dr. Cass Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M-S. But he's out of Buffalo Grove, or used to be in Illinois. And he's the one that developed the P73, the 73% strength carvacrol of the highest quality Mediterranean oregano, and he put it into oil, but he also put the oil into capsules, and then of different types. So you might look into some of that. I also have talked to you about the studies of all the people who used ivermectin. Barodi, Dr. Barodi in Australia, who had been with the Mayo Clinic prior to that, but he went back to Australia to work with people and elderly people. On Sean Hannity, there's been a couple of doctors. One of them is Dr. Tyson. I think his name is Dr. Brian Tyson. And then he also Dr. George Fareed. And between the two of them, they've treated over 6,000 people successfully for COVID without vaccines. They've given them hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pax. They've given them ivermectin, doxycycline. They've given them remdesivir and some of the monochromosome kind of therapies and that kind of stuff, okay? And they have had tremendous success with it. They're not anti-vaccine, but they've used all of these, and they say the vaccine's not necessary in many cases because, particularly with early treatment, it can all be handled, okay? So we've got a full court press, however. The New World Order wants to take over all the food supply. And if you see the Rockefellers and different people with the new food programs and that type of stuff, you can't believe it. You're going to be eating worms and bugs and strictly plant-based stuff. And I'll tell you what. I'd like to see the Spetsnaz, you know, I'd like to see our military then fight the Spetsnaz, eating little worm food and some bugs, okay? Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places. And let's continue with that and say volcanoes who place a large amount of dust and particles into the air to cover up the sunlight. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Seal it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they come to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. You see everybody growing and gathering around, Iran and Turkey and Russia and all the different people, Syria, Ethiopia, all the different people gathering around, the Palestinians, around to attack Israel, okay? That is right out of the Bible. That's out of Luke. You could also find that in Matthew 24. I think also Mark 13 probably has it as well, okay? But this Fauci and these guys, they're producing a pandemic that will wipe the people off the planet. And then by giving you the first vaccine and trying to push it now onto all the children. And oh, do not give your children this vaccine. May the Lord put it on your heart right now not to do that, because that will destroy them. The spike protein that they produce, that the vaccine tells, with the messenger RNA, tells your DNA to produce an immune response to the spike protein. Now, they can take that same spike protein and release variants or blend on other things onto it and then get the body's immune system to attack it. What I told you before is what they're trying to do is to create the cytokine or cytokine storm, C-Y-T-O-K-I-N-E storm, which in that position, when the spike protein attaches itself to various parts of the body, the lungs, the heart, the liver, the kidneys, whatever it is, that the cytokine storm, the immune system, will make all of the things to go after the protein which has already attached itself to the organs. And you'll start to eat your body up with your own immune system. Now, isn't it interesting that the head researcher of HIV and AIDS came out and said, Montaigne or whatever his name is, and others have said this. I remember back in January when the Indian doctors first looked at the whole genetic structure of the COVID-19 and all of the different things, and they said how it looked like it was a bioweapon, all that. But Montaigne or whatever from France said that they had inserted a portion of the HIV or the AIDS virus into this COVID, into this SARS corona, novel coronavirus 2, okay, COVID-19, that it contains an element. Remember going back to the Gulf War illness where they put portion of the AIDS virus was put into that stuff, and that's the part that coaxes the cell and says, oh, we're so nice, let us in, we love you. And then once the cell opens on an organ or a lung or somewhere, or a liver or a kidney, then it says, ha ha, you dummy, you let us in. Aha, we have your laundry, you say. But going back to what I told you, all those special ops there in October. And then probably somebody said, let's start the world pandemic. We're behind schedule for old Lucifer, you know. We've got to help him out, assist him. That's what they probably said. You know, in the Rothschild banks and the Queenie and the Prince and all the different ones, you see. The crown, whatever. And what they then did is said, well, we should release it then and do it. And they say, well, let's, why not have the Yanks do it? Ha ha! Why not have the Yanks do it? So in a sense, the Yanks did do it. They moved the research from the United States because Congress prohibited gain-of-function research. So when you listen to Fauci being asked questions by Rand Paul or Senator Kennedy or others, and you see him parse his words, and Rand Paul says, did you ever finance the Wuhan program in the Wuhan lab? No, we never financed gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab. But he did finance it in the United States with the guy from North Carolina, Barrick, or allegedly Barrick, and the Batwoman doctor and Fauci's crew and all of the NIH and, you know, all the different people, researchers. And they were doing the gain of function in the United States. They had to take it offshore into China, but they took it in instead of a Bio-4 weapon lab. They took it into the lab there at Wuhan is basically a level 2. That also means that somebody could get into there easier, or you have a ringer inside that team who decides to, oh, there it goes. We just dropped a vial all over the room there. Nobody knows it, you see. And then by the end of the games, which started in October, by the time that the games were over, the special ops games, you see. And somebody like that could have gone into the lab and released it, given it to the Chinese researchers, or the Chinese researchers could have released it. They're trying to say now it's an accident, but it's more than an accident. Old General Flynn says, hey, it's a bioweapon. You better believe it's a bioweapon. It was designed to go around, and it's already killed over about 3.5 million people worldwide. That's only if you do not count the millions that died in Wuhan province, that they were running the smoky trucks. They were running all of the cremation furnaces 24 hours a day for weeks. Not only that, you remember the videos where you had all of the people with neurological problems? There were thousands of people like on the floor of a train station or a big warehouse, and there were thousands of them just shaking in what I would describe as grand mal seizures. Okay. Or the fact that they started pulling people out of their own homes, throwing them into trucks and that kind of stuff. Or that a lot of the people that first blew the whistle, you can't find them no more. Or the fact that they also were going through huge apartment buildings in Wuhan, and they were pulling out every animal, every dog, cat, every bird, every whatever, you know. And they were killing them and throwing them into the meat wagon, into a truck. I remember seeing a picture, and they... one of those Chinese goons shoots a German Shepherd and throws this beautiful dog dead up onto this truck, and there's all kind of them in there. I remember those videos. But they never show them to you on the TV, particularly when it was all Trump's fault, you see. Horse hockey. So they're going to try to kill us all. This is Lucifer's plan. They're operating through the top slots in the world banking structure, the top slots of the United States, Britain, China, Russia to a certain extent, although Russia would soon have their way with the New World Order instead of the London banker crowd. But you'd better start thinking about it, and I would go to the next level. If you can, do it incrementally as soon as possible. If you do not have a quiet, high quality, brand new, not surplus, not something from the World War II and that kind of stuff that you get at the Army Navy store. I'm talking about a good quality, brand new. You can go to approvedgasmask.com, approvedgasmask.com. I don't have any affiliation with them. I just know that that's a place where all of the new types of masks and the best quality filters in brand new condition are displayed, and you sell them. They also sell kits, good, better, best type of kits of the suit, the mask, the booties, the little hoodies, the gloves, the, you know, all the different things. And they have different price points. I would tell you that you need to get a military grade mask, preferably one where the filters go to the side, one of the sides, so that you can shoot a weapon. Because if you cannot lay in the prone position, and if you got a gas mask going out straight, you're going to have some trouble laying prone on the ground with that gas mask digging into the dirt. But you need a gas mask, and you need a minimum of a Tyvek, T-Y-V-E-K, Tyvek F suit or better. You go and look at them there. You can also get those high-quality chemical butyl-type gloves, the thick ones. You can get those type of boots. Or if you're wearing regular combat boots, you can get the booties from the Tyvek suits and that type of thing that go over your regular boots or shoes. And I will say this, you better start to get that stuff and get it in there. Mezzo Silver, you can get a lot of that. Oil of oregano capsules. I also have used the Whole Foods 70%, their brand, whatever their brand is, of the oregano, the oil of oregano capsules. So, Gessinger's got the P73, and that's available online in a number of different places. Check prices everywhere, because the prices will be lower in some places. P73 oregano. Or you can get like the Whole Foods 70% carb recall content of their brand of oregano oil capsules. Now, do you see how gold was over 1900 last night? I think tonight before the show, 1891.80 and silver 2786. Don't get caught in this Bitcoin and all this stuff. You'd better buy regular gold and silver and be in cash. Cash will be good. Greenbacks will be good for a while. Okay? Gold and silver will be good. But continue to buy food. These huge, the Congo that we had, the volcano. You have a volcano just popped that might be a super volcano, a burning in Sitkin in the Aleutian Islands. If you start to get Cascadia, which Brother Quayle has talked about at length, you're starting to see them heat up, all right, and go. You're going to start to see this all over. St. Vincent in the Caribbean. You can see the huge plume up. You get these things creating so much dust and plumes of smoke in the air, pretty soon it attenuates or blocks out the sunlight. You block out the sunlight, you can't grow food. Therefore, long-term storage food like Mountain House or Wise or whatever it might be, whatever the brand is, dehydrated or freeze-dried food. And if you've got your old freeze-dry maker, keep working it. A lot of people bought those freeze-dryer makers. Some did. And God bless you. You're on the right track. But I'm going to tell you, there's also the home canners, Lady J, Mina, you know, Mina, and others out there that are canning up a storm. As you can find jars and stuff, but the jars and the lids and all the stuff, the prices for it is not going to be what you're used to. Get whatever you can get for the future. But I would also tell you to get regular canned goods. You get Progresso or Chunky Soups. They've got meat, vegetables, already in their juices and broth. It is not the best quality food, but it is excellent quality ration food, and it tastes pretty good. If you got some crackers or a piece of homemade bread or a pilot cracker or, you know, something like that, or you put it over a little bit of rice. And incidentally, you can still go get bags of rice at Costco and Sam's and different places. If you can't do that, just go to the regular store and get boxes of minute rice, you know, whatever. Just put whatever you can back. You go to the store, you go to your weekly for your grocery run. If you can do nothing else but buy a few extra cans of Chunky Soup or Progresso Soup, then do that. If you can get a little bit of carnation powder milk, you get a little bit of Spam, okay. I tell you what, Spam's one of the favorite meats in the state of Hawaii, because when the GIs brought it over and the Navy brought it over, you cook that stuff up, fry it all up, put a little teriyaki sauce on it, a little ketchup or a little Bubba North Carolina barbecue sauce or Kansas City barbecue sauce on it, and by Jove, with an egg maybe from a chicken, you've got a heck of a doggone meal. Spam, roast beef hash, corned beef hash, tuna, canned tuna. I prefer the albacore white whole or chunk tuna in the water. But you can get it any way you can get it. Tuna. Small cans and a little larger can of tuna. Pink salmon. Pink salmon in the can. It works. You're talking about getting protein. You can get, if you still have dandelion greens or collard greens or whatever you got, you can still put some of that together and you got you a salad and something to eat, you know. If you can, and this would be thinking for out a year or two, plant some dwarf apple trees. Get you a Meyer lemon tree. If you got a Meyer lemon tree and it produces, and you can keep those inside in a sunny room, and they will produce lemons, all right? There's also orange trees and stuff, but the lemon tree, the Meyer lemon I've seen is prolific and works pretty doggone good. You can take the lemons off and you will have vitamin C and you will not be, you know, it's like a limey. They call the British limeys because they took limes and they got rid of scurvy. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you want to keep old Hawk on the air and keep him swinging at the Lucy's. And I'm going to tell you, this Fauci and his crew should be arrested. They should arrest them, indict them, put them on trial for crimes against humanity and for creating these viruses and funding the creation of these viruses and these bioweapons and all of this stuff. You call your senator, your congressperson, you tell them, Fauci needs to go on trial. Fauci needs to go on trial. Put him under oath. Make him testify under oath. Get all of the documents and how he was doing the gain of function research or funding it. He says, oh, it was only $600,000, you know, through the Echo Health guy in New York, the cutout. Well, before that, it was a $3 million deal and they were doing it in the United States. This is not rocket scientists. Crap intelligence agencies. If you don't know all of this and you ain't worth Jack Doodley, give me and about 10 other guys, a little bit of a budget and we'll go take China. We'll go take Russia, okay? You let us vector in the stuff and get the information, we'll take it out. But oh no, you're on the side of Lucifer the Lightbringer, and you're going to try to destroy your own people in the United States. To wit on that, these Google balloons, so-called Google, Google, they have no longer associated with Google after January, when Joe, Red China Joe, Beijing, the $10 a gallon man, okay? When he got in, they didn't need the Google to be associated. So now it just becomes part of the government giving it to the NSA or the DIA or the EIEIO or the NRO. And basically what you got is you got the Gorgon stare. You got the look down. And they can't just not only see you sit in your lawn chair. They can read whatever brand of beer you're drinking, see what kind of cigarettes you got in your pocket. They can read the time on your watch. They can read more than that. They can see in a car who's got a gun. They can see your heat signature and look right at you through a building. People, these things are in a technology, the surveillance technology tied in with what the NSA, whistleblower for the NSA. They had the TV show on TV where they zoomed in on a person's face, got the facial recognition, and then all the information about them pops up on the screen, you see. The Red Chinese took a lot of this stuff, and it was developed years ago by good people. Dr. Teller was a good person, but they wanted to take his stuff and change it into evil. How do I know about Teller? Because I know people that knew Teller, okay? And talked to him personally. And he said, I can't develop all the stuff I'd like to, the free energy projects, because they want to turn it over and use it as a weapon where we would like to, myself and a few of my closest associates, would like to turn it over and make energy free on the planet, just like Tesla did, was trying to do. All this fighting over all this stuff. Well, you see, they have had for years zero-point energy. The Isle of Dr. Moreau. Somebody I know was on the Isle of Dr. Moreau, and they had underneath the ground in that little atoll, they went down from the blockhouse down the fast elevator to an underground and undersea floor base. Stretch on for miles and 2-3 football fields wide. They ran the whole thing out of like a Zero Halliburton suitcase with strange alien hieroglyphic writing on it. Zero point energy. Had that for years. And then they've also had cold fusion. Okay. Pons and Fleischmann, they had cold fusion. And then that was suppressed by the U.S. government. And then eDARPA, the energy DARPA people, developed the hot fusion. And it's been perfected. The hot fusion. And the cold fusion, for about an investment of maybe, for each house, about 20 grand or 10 grand for each house, you could have an unlimited supply of energy. Under the eDARPA proposal with the hot fusion, you could make something up for about $250,000 that would provide all the power for L.A. or Chicago, New York. Indefinitely. But all that's been suppressed. So instead, they got to go to the oil. Now they're going to force you to get off of oil at precisely the time that Trump had the United States flush in oil and gas, and as the industry leader, to where we had jobs, we had cheap fuel production, or we had cheap fuel, and now it's going to $10 a gallon. I guarantee it's going to go up there. And I'll say this, this Joe Beijing, whose son took $1.45 billion, now they got him again coming out of his tape. Now the information's coming out of the tapes. On the other hand, I think that President Trump still thinks it's the point in time back when he was in office, and it's not. I think Trump was the last chance kind of a thing for 4 years. The bull in the China shop to break all the stuff. But I think that possibly the time has passed and that we're too close to what's getting ready to happen, which is right out of the Bible. Like old Johnny Cash said, it's going by the book, you know? Ladies and gentlemen, you should go up to stevequayle.com or to gen6.com and go up and sign up for the Extinction Protocols that Brother Quayle's getting ready to have, the streaming event. And if you didn't catch him the other night on George Noory on Coast to Coast, oh, you ought to see, I don't know if they're still up there, the artifacts that Steve's team down in Mexico dug up. The Aztec alien artifacts are just incredible. And then he, if you didn't know, has been putting them through with the team, putting up to, I think, 30,000 different glyphs. Glyphs, G-L-I-F-P-H, glyphs. Through research computers, through supercomputers, to try to see if there's any relationship or any similar to any type of language or whatever. And I guess Steve's team has run about 30,000 of these through those computers. And I think if you're going to get to streaming, Steve will be up there. He'll tell you about, as well as all the other good speakers. But Steve's going to tell you about what some of the glyphs say that are on some of these panels that have been found, or the masks, or the different implements that show three or four different types of alien races, plus the Aztecs. And one having alien babies, the other having Aztec alien hybrids, that kind of stuff. It's going to be incredible. So sign up for it. Extinction Protocol. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Want to keep old Hawk on the air? Radio Hawk 777 at hotmail.com. Or you listen tonight, tomorrow night, and I will tell you the address. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. If it's going to be an all-out war, then you need to kick the dam at the Supreme Court. Because it is going to be an all-out war. Red Chinese have already killed over 3.5 million. Out of control. You tell me about Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. If you're the fool, you're ready. And Road and Track. Old Road and Track still. Audrey and everybody, God bless you. God bless. Karen, get high. Bye.